WKJAN Sports.
And at 7:15, it is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And in sports, Joseph Davis allowed one hit in 4 2/3 inning, and Newark Delaware scored 5 times in the first inning to beat Urbandale 6-3 in the Little League World Series Friday night. The Mid-Atlantic champions had 6 hits in the first, including 4 straight by Nathan Hardcastle, Davis, Eric Ludman, and Jack Hardcastle. Jared Owens added a 2-run single, and Ryan Miller followed with a run-scoring triple. Brady Roberts and Sam Petrillo had the only 2 hits for Iowa in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Roberts drove in Brock Heinen in the first inning. Iowa scored its other runs on a passed ball in the second and a wild pitch in the seventh. Davis and Nathan Hardcastle, who pitched 1 1/3 innings in relief, each had 2 hits for Newark, which will face Chula Vista, California on Sunday. Urbandale drops into the loser's bracket and meets Grosse Pointe, Michigan later today. In Pacific Coast League baseball action Friday, it was New Orleans beating the I-Cubs 5-2 and the Omaha Storm Chasers over Memphis 5-2. Today's games, actually this evening, pits Iowa at New Orleans. That'll get underway at 6 o'clock. And 5 minutes later, Omaha takes on Memphis. In Major League Baseball action, interleague play, Colorado doubled up on Baltimore 6-3. Over in the American League, it was Kansas City over Detroit 2-1 in the first game of a doubleheader, and Kansas City over Detroit in the second game 3-0. The Yankees beat Boston 10-3. Tampa Bay was a 5-4 winner over Toronto. Seattle down Texas 3-1 over in the AL. It was the White Sox beating Minnesota 5-2. Oakland was a 3-2 winner over Cleveland, and Houston beat the LA Angels by a score of 8-2. In the National League, Jake Arrieta threw 7 shutout innings, and Nate Sheerholtz drove in 3 runs to lead the Chicago Cubs to a 7-0 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals Friday afternoon. Arrieta allowed 2 hits and struck out 7 for his first win with the Cubs. The hard-throwing right-hander was acquired from the Baltimore Orioles in a July 2nd trade. Before Friday, his only other day on the Cubs roster was as the 26th man for a doubleheader against Milwaukee on July 30th. The Cubs snapped a 4-game losing streak with a win and are 7-7 this season against the Cardinals. St. Louis has dropped 6 of 9 overall. The Cubs had been shut out in 4 of their past 5 home games, a streak dating back to August the 3rd. Also in the National League, it was Pittsburgh beating Arizona 6-2. The L.A. Dodgers were a 4-0 winner over Philadelphia. San Francisco beat Miami 14-10. In 10 innings, it was Atlanta over Washington 3-2. Milwaukee beating Cincinnati 7-6. The Mets were a 5-2 winner over San Diego. In major NFL football news, Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith struggled against his former team and backup San Francisco quarterback B.J. Daniels. Threw a late touchdown pass to give the 49ers a 15-13 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs in a preseason game Friday night. Bill Dawson hit all 3 of his field goal attempts for the 49ers, 2 of them 55-yarders, while the Chiefs' Quentin Demps returned a kickoff 104 yards for a touchdown. Smith was just 7 of 16 for 62 yards while playing in a full first half, but he did help Kansas City to 2 field goals. The 49ers didn't go easy on him either. Defensive tackle Tony Gerard Eddy was flagged for delivering a helmet-to-helmet hit on Smith in the second quarter. Colin Kaepernick, who took over Smith's starting job in San Francisco last season, only played the first offensive series. He threw a pair of passes with 1 completion for minus 3 yards. Elsewhere in the NFL, Buffalo beat Minnesota 20-16. It was New Orleans over Oakland 28-20, and New England downing Tampa Bay 25-21. In racing news, Joey Logano raced to one of the fastest qualifying speeds in NASCAR history to capture the pole for Sunday's Sprint Cup race at Michigan International Speedway. Logano was clocked at nearly 204 miles per hour in his number 22 Ford, breaking the track record set by Marcus Ambrose last year. Kurt Busch qualified second, followed by points leader Jimmy Johnson, Mark Martin, and Jeff Burton. Stuart Haas Racing's competition director doesn't expect Tony Stewart to be back for at least another month. Stewart continues to recover from a broken right leg from a sprint car crash August the 5th at the Southern Iowa Speedway in Newton. He was released from the hospital last weekend. Austin Dillon is racing in Stewart's number 14 Chevrolet in the Spirit Sprint Cup Series at Michigan International Speedway this week. Greg Zipadelli, competition director at SHR, said Friday that he's working under the assumption, that is, that Stewart is out for the next month or possibly longer. In golf, Patrick Reed's 6-under 64 has given him the lead at the midway point of the Wyndham Championship, the last full field event before the FedEx Championship. His 11-under total is one ahead of John Hu and better than the 20-year-old Jordan Spieth, who shot a 66. Officials have moved up the start time for today's third round in an effort to avoid rain in the forecast. Tee times will start between now and 9:30 with threesomes golfing for the first time and off from the first, that is, and the 10th tees. Kenny Perry shot a 7-under 65 to take a one-shot lead after the first round of the Dick's Sporting Goods Open. Perry sank a birdie putt on number 18 to move ahead of brothers Brad and Bart Bryant and Joel Edwards in the Champions Tour event. And Europe has a 5-3 lead over the United States through day one of the Solheim Cup in Colorado. It's the second straight time that Europe has led heading into the second day, winning in 2011 in Ireland. It has never won the Solheim Cup away from home. In tennis, top-ranked American John Isner headed Novak Djokovic's attempt to make ATP history Friday, beating the number one player in the world 7-6, 3-6, 7-5 in the quarterfinals at the Western and Southern Open. Djokovic has never won in Cincinnati, the only Masters event that has eluded him during his career. Also on Friday, Rafael Nadal beat Roger Federer 5-7, 6-4, 6-3 to reach the semifinals and improved to 21-10 all-time against Federer. Nadal next faces Tomas Berdych, who knocked out second seed Andy Murray. The United States successfully defended its title in the men's 4x400-meter relay at the World Championships. David Verberg, Tony McQuay, Armin Hall, and LaShawn Merritt claimed the gold in 2 minutes, 58.71 seconds. Jamaica was second and Russia was third. Usain Bolt coasted into the 200-meter final and set himself up for a second gold medal. The 100-meter champion switched into a higher gear at the end of his semifinal, but an also Chubutwana unexpectedly appeared on his left shoulder. Bolt took first place in his heat in a 20.12 seconds and didn't seem much bothered by a tender and taped right foot. That is our check of sports this hour here on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.